Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 1 o'clock hour, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you every Friday at 1. We enjoy our talks with TSU Tigers head football coach Eddie George. He's on the line with us. And, guys, I'll tell you this. I saw Eddie walking into 6 and Peabody Monday for the Eddie George show. He had some of that 27 swagger. He was feeling really good after that win that his team got against Bethune-Cookman. Eddie, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Can't complain. It feels good to come off a big win last week. It feels good right now. It's getting ready for our next opponent.
So how did you use that this week in practice as your team had a little swagger, had a little confidence after such a big dominant win? But obviously, you know this. Derek knows this. You win one, and then you move on to the next one. But how did you use it through practice this week?
As you say, listen, you know, when we do things correctly and we play complementary football, good things happen. And, you know, we're on the other side of that. You know, we've been working hard. We've been putting in the work. But we had to clean up on some little things that we were missing as a team. And we had to be consistent. So it's been consistency. Consistency and discipline will breed good results. And that's the message this week, is that we turn it up a notch on the little things. You know, I talked about, what equals our standard, and it's assets minus liabilities. And I told them, I said, listen, either you're an asset to this program in terms of doing things right, everything that doesn't require talent, you know, being on time, your preparation, perseverance, initiative, passion, all the little things, or your liability. And I said, liabilities at some point will rear its ugly head and they will be eliminated. And I said, that is our formula. The more assets we have, the greater standard we have. And now that you have a standard, you have to raise and push that standard. So it's about being consistent with what we do and the discipline to do it, and not harping on or compromising anything evolving the standard in which we operate with. So that's kind of been the message. If that breeds another victory, great. But I think now we're understanding what's required to be successful consistently week in and week out.
We'll talk with TSU's head football coach, Eddie George. Coach, now your defense stepped up big. They had four turnovers, two of them for touchdowns. How proud are you of your guys that they stepped up? You said you guys played complementary football, which I'm taking as, and everyone else is taking as, hey, listen, the offense did their job and the defense did their job, right, and the special teams as well. But it shows up big in the stat category with what you were able to do from a takeaway standpoint against Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah, Derek, my defense, they really came to play. They had some turnovers that turned into 14 points. They were playing with some tenacity. They were playing with physicality. They were disciplined. And they came up big on fourth down. They were 1-for-6 on fourth down. And the one signature fourth down that was big for me was we turned the ball over on a kickoff, and it could have been a 10-point game at that point. So the momentum has shifted. And the ball is on our 6-yard line, and our defense had a fourth and stopped on a fourth down conversion. And there was a player, Corey Gross, who didn't play all game. He didn't play a single snap all game due to an ankle injury. Well, we needed him in this goal line set. So he runs out there with a gimpy ankle, and he takes on a double team and makes the goal line stop. Hmm. And that, to me, is selflessness. It's doing your job when you're called to do it. And that was a sign to me. I said, okay, we're finally getting an identity. And then after that, to have put together a 99-yard drive, score a touchdown without throwing the football, to close the game out in the fourth quarter. You know, so the mentality is being established. It's been working, but we haven't seen the fruits of our labor in terms of getting the win. Now we're on the other side of that, and I think the guys feel good about it. Now it's, can we be consistent going into OVC play?
Now, Coach, you brought up something that because I was going in another direction, but then you start to talk about the identity and you feel your team is getting there. You're building it. And you guys sort of took over the game by running the football. As a former running back, how is it easy for you as a head coach to sort of say, hey, listen, I know where this game is going. I understand it. It's more so the passing. Everybody wants to pass the football. But I know what actually wins championships. I understand that. Play great defense and run the football. Is it hard for you to kind of fall back on what you know because of, you know, the era of football we're in now?
Yeah, Derek, that's a great question, man. The answer to that is it's yes and no. And here's why. You've got to be able to throw the football. You know, your quarterback has to make plays in the pocket, in order to be successful. But how you're built, how championship teams are built, and you know this, you've got to be able to establish some type of ground game. And that can't be compromised. You know, that's I've always believed in that. I've looked around the league and at every level, whether it's college, high school, or even professionally, the teams that are successful has an identity of running the football to some degree. Now, you don't have to lead the league in rushing, but you have to be able to move the chains in certain situations and have that identity there. So I understand that, you know, I believe that you run the football to gain balance. And you have to be able to do it effectively. An efficient running game does a couple things. It takes the pressure off your quarterback, and it keeps your defense fresh. I feel like that's the direction we're heading in. Would I like to throw the ball more? Absolutely. I want to get my receivers involved. I would love to, you know, throw for 300 yards, rush for another 300, and get a victory. But we weren't there as of yet. You know, we're getting chemistry up front. We're getting better up front. But I'm going to hang my hat on that philosophy is being sound and disciplined and fundamentally sound in your special teams play, having a great defense and a run game that's efficient. And then your bonus is having a passing attack that can complement those things.
Now, your team found themselves down early 3-0. And I know 3-0 is not a big deficit, but considering what has happened up until the Bethune-Cookman game, with, you know, your team falling behind or losing close games, but then your team didn't allow what happened in previous games to affect them because they went on a 31-point run after Bethune-Cookman scored their 3 points. You guys scored 31 unanswered points against them.
Yes.
Was there something said after Bethune-Cookman took that early lead, or it was just, hey, let's go out here and do what we know how to do?
You know what? You kind of got that feeling when we went down 3-0, and then when the offense got the ball back, we threw a pick first play. And you're like, oh. You know, you've been in those games where it can go south quickly. You're like, oh boy. But, you know, your special teams play, we hold them to a field goal, and then we get a block kick. And then from that point on, you know, it just kept piling on. We started to believe. We started to play hard for each other, and it just kind of went our way after that. So, you know, we always preach, you know, your special teams play is not a time to take a play off. You know, if anything, you know, you find out your identity through who your team is through your special teams play, and that really changed the game for us, and it changed our confidence. And we were able to get on top of a pretty good football team in Bethune-Cookman.
Now, what is the message moving forward? Because you know how it is, Eddie, coach. You get a win when you hadn't had a win in a long time, and you try to hold on to that win. But I'm sure you've been preaching to the guys. Listen, this is a 24-hour rule. You enjoy that Saturday win.
Yeah.
Let's have fun. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. But you got to understand, we got, you know, Texas Tech coming up, you know, next week. So, what has been the message to the guys this week?
It's been just that, you know, we've enjoyed the 24-hour rule. It felt really good to get a win. Now we have to do all the right things to make it consistent. Again, it's going back to complementary. It's going back to fundamental football. Mm-hmm. It's hand placement. It's having your pad level low. It's protecting the football. It's being disciplined on your drop steps or your footwork as a running back, your footwork as a quarterback, all the little things that's going to make us better. And understanding that, hey, you know, it's all about perspective. You know, we could easily be, you know, 4-1 versus 1-4 off of a couple plays. And we can't assume that things are going to just fall in place because we won one game. No, we've got to still go out and earn that victory. We can't throw our hat on the field and expect the win because we won last week. We're going to get challenged. We're going to face adversity. We understand the blueprint to get through it. Now, what are we going to do when we get to that moment? We've got to go out and assert ourselves and take it. You know, we can't wait on anybody to make a play or wait on our offense or our defense. We got to go create that spark ourselves and be aggressive that way. So that's what's been preached, and now it's just the moment of truth is almost near, man. So that's where we are.
I just want to say this to both of you. Like, this is the coolest thing that I think I get to be a part of every week is listening to you two talk ball, because you hear not only two former players, but you hear two guys that went in the battles together, are great friends, great teammates, and I think this is must-listen-to radio every week. Even as the host, I just sit back and listen to you talk ball, and it's so cool to be able to do this, and that's why we love having you on, Eddie, and Derek being a part of the show. But you hear that camaraderie that you two have had since you played together with the Titans.
Yeah. No question. I value Derek. I love him to death. He's my brother. Like you said, we battle together. We've been through a lot of wars together, and he knows the process inside and out. You know, he was with the Titans when we got drafted in 97. We were the Tennessee Oilers, and he saw that inside out, and he goes on to Baltimore and continues to have a great, you know, in my opinion, Hall of Fame career. So, you know, he understands where teams are at. He knows the makeup of it. He can see signs of this team is not quite there yet, or he knows the process of it, not really looking at the wins and loss record, but looking at the character and the makeup of the team.
Well, it's good for me to be able to have Coach on and you know, because I got to always refer to you now as Coach. That's just how it is, EJ.
I love that.
I got to refer to you as Coach. You know, that's the title. That's the respect that I'm always give you, and I've always given that respect on the football field, whether, you know, we played together or we played, you know, against each other briefly when you played for the Cowboys. Not me.
Right.
I know you want to probably forget about that year,
yeah,
but
I forgot about that already. I didn't even mention that.
But no, I appreciate everything that Eddie has done, everything that he is doing and will continue to do. You know, I know eventually that program will be right where he wants it to be. Win, lose, or draw, he's going to get that program back to being, you know, one of the top programs in football, so in college football. So I'm proud of you. I really am.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Well, we'll end it like this. Eddie, your show is at 6 o'clock on Monday, but we're gonna have a little party at 6 and Peabody. I've already told Derek that he's gotta be there. You're bringing the DJ. Stillman and Company's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Doing their show. So we need to get a bunch of folks out to come see the Eddie George Show Monday at 6 at 6 in Peabody.
Yeah, and it's a lead-in to Monday Night Football. It's some great food, great environment. They got drinks. I mean, it's a rocking spot, man, and we'll have a good time in the process.
You're bringing a DJ, right?
Yes, sir. DJ C-Wiz will be there early to warm it up, to get things rolling, and I mean, he kills it, man, so it'll be a good time.
Cannot wait for that. Going to be awesome. Eddie, thanks so much, as always, and good luck against Tennessee Tech.
Thank you.